The good life basically means looking good, feeling good, and having the goods. If you look good, and you feel good, and you have the goods, you got the good life. There's only one problem with a good life. It's not good enough. You were made for more than just the good life. You were made for significance. And the only way you will know your significance is by discovering God's purpose for your life.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in the series called He Did It All For You. In these lessons, Rick looks at the life-changing significance of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you'd love to help the kids you know learn God's Word, then stay with us. Because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about God's big plans for me, an easy-to-understand storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called He Did It All For You.
Because Jesus Christ came back to life on Easter Sunday about 2,017 years ago, it split history into AD and BC, we know three things for certain. Number one, you might write this down. Because he rose from the dead, I know that Jesus has a great purpose for my life. Jesus has a great purpose for my life. Now, one of the most important things you have to know in life is what's your purpose? If you don't ever figure out why you're here, you're going to waste your life. You don't know why you're here. A lot of people confuse purpose with other things. Purpose is not success. You can be incredibly successful and not know your purpose. You can make a whole lot of money and not know your purpose. You can be incredibly famous and talented and very productive in your life and still miss the purpose for which you were made. I was talking to a guy one time and he said, you know, Rick, my life has a great cast. I just don't know the plot. And I said, I think a lot of people feel that way. And another guy said, you know, somebody said, I hope my life isn't a joke because I don't get it. I don't get it. Now, when it comes to knowing your purpose in life, you really only have four choices. Only four choices. The first way is to try to figure out your purpose in life by speculation. What I mean by that is you just guess at it. You could go to some university and enroll in a philosophy course and ask all of the great questions of life. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? Does my life have meaning? Is there any significance to my life? Where am I headed in life? Why am I here? And you can take lots of philosophy courses, but the bottom line is you're just guessing. And your guess is as good as mine. It's just speculation. You're never going to find your true purpose in life by just guessing about it. It's much more important than that. Another way is imagination. Not speculation, but imagination, which just basically says, make up your own purpose. You don't know what your purpose? Just pick one, anyone. There are probably 100,000 self-help books that teach that. And as I said, they confuse success with purpose. They say, you know, set your goals and have your dream and clarify your values and know your vision. That's all good stuff, but it's not about your purpose. It's about success in life. And you never need to confuse those two. Just make up a purpose. That's imagination. And then there's another way that people often try to find their purpose, and I would call it introspection. And what I mean by that is it's look within. Now, you hear this all the time. In Eastern philosophies, you hear it in movies in particularly, hear it on talk shows, and they basically say, if you want to know your purpose, trust the force, Luke. You know, look within, and if you look within long enough, then you'll know your purpose. Now, there's one problem with that. It doesn't work. If it did, we'd all know our purpose, because you've looked inside you, and I've looked inside of me. I looked inside of me. I just saw a mess. I didn't get any clarity at all. Now, follow me on the logic of this. You can't tell yourself what your purpose is, because you didn't create you. Because you didn't make you, you don't know your purpose. If I were to hold up object of some kind here, a mechanical object, and you'd never seen it, I said, what do you think the purpose of this is? We could guess, we could speculate, we could look within, you know, we could pretend we know. But really, the only way, you wouldn't have any idea what the purpose of this object was unless either A, you talk to the inventor who created it, or B, you read the owner's manual. And if you do those two things, then you could find the purpose of what I was holding up. Now, the same is true for your life. The only way you're ever going to know your purpose in life is talk to the creator and read the owner's manual. If you don't do that, you're never going to know the purpose for which you were created. You could make up a purpose, but it's not the one you were created for. Now, the truth is, you are not an accident. You've heard me say this many times. There are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children. They're illegitimate parents, but there are no illegitimate children. Your parents may not plan you, but God did. And if God had not wanted you to exist, you would not be alive right now. You say, well, why did God give me the parents he gave me? God was not so much interested in their parenting skills as he was interested in their DNA. Because God knew that they had just the right DNA to create you. And whether your parents were good or bad or indifferent, or maybe you even never even knew them, he knew that they would create you. And God was much more interested in creating you than he was in their parenting skills. God's plan and purpose is bigger than your parents' plan and purpose. He wanted you alive. You are not an accident, and he has a plan and purpose for your life.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called He Did It All For You. The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com.
The Bible says, children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have special kids that the Lord has placed in your life? Maybe you have your own kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in your neighborhood that are part of your life. You can help them get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. And a great way to do that is with a brand new resource for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. It's a storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. This 223-page, hardcover, full-color, beautifully illustrated children's Bible includes 40 well-loved Bible stories to help kids get the most from God's Word. Each Bible story has an introduction from Pastor Rick that helps readers, young and old, understand the Word of God so that they can begin to discover God's great purposes for their lives. You'll see their eyes light up as they really start to get what God wants to say to their young hearts and minds. God's Big Plans for Me is so much more than just a book filled with cute pictures of Bible characters. It's a fun and effective way to introduce grade school-age children to God's everlasting truths. Today, when you financially support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we'll send you a copy of God's Big Plans for Me. Supplies are limited for this beautifully designed resource, so don't wait. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get this great tool, so call right now.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, the truth is, you are not an accident. You've heard me say this many times. There are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children. They're illegitimate parents, but there are no illegitimate children. Your parents may not plan you, but God did. And if God had not wanted you to exist, you would not be alive right now. You say, well, why did God give me the parents he gave me? God was not so much interested in their parenting skills as he was interested in their DNA. Because God knew that they had just the right DNA to create you. And whether your parents were good or bad or indifferent, or maybe you even never even knew them, he knew that they would create you. And God was much more interested in creating you than he was in their parenting skills. God's plan and purpose is bigger than your parents' plan and purpose. He wanted you alive. You are not an accident, and he has a plan and purpose for your life. And so God says, I want you to know this. Now you say, well, Rick, what does all this have to do with Easter? Well, let me show you. Look at these verses on your outline. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Jesus included everyone in his death so that everyone could also be included in his life. A resurrection life, a far better life than people ever lived on their own. Now, if you're taking notes, you might circle that phrase, better life. God says, I have a purpose for your life, and it is a better life than you would ever live on your own. Now, that's not a term we talk about a lot, the better life. The term we talk about a lot is the good life. And in California, we're supposed to be authorities on the good life. And in California, the good life basically means looking good, feeling good, and having the goods. If you look good, and you feel good, and you have the goods, you got the good life. There's only one problem with the good life. It's not good enough. You were made for more than just the good life. You were made for more than success. You were made for more than survival. You were made for significance. And the only way you will know your significance is by discovering God's purpose for your life. You can look good, feel good, have the goods, but you need the better life. And I've talked to people who had all of those things and still felt frustrated or empty or the nagging feeling, there's got to be more. Well, of course there's more. You weren't made just to get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, go to a party on a weekend, retire and die. That's not living. That's existing. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life to its fullest, the better life. Now, where do we get that purpose? Well, look at the next verse. The Bible says, everything, absolutely everything, got started in Christ. He's the creator of the universe and finds his purpose, its purpose in him. The only way you're going to find your purpose is in Christ. And the way Christ came back to life says, I do have a purpose for your life. Look at the next verse. The Bible says this in Ephesians chapter 1. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Who we are and what we're living for. Part of the overall purpose, he is working, God is working out in everything and everyone. Until you get to know Christ, you're not going to know your purpose. Because he's the one who made you. He's the one who created you. He's the one that when he rose again, split history into AD and BC. Now, you know, here at Saddleback, of course, we're committed to helping everybody discover and develop their purpose. We're a purpose-driven church. I wrote a book about it. It was a big bestseller. And I think that the reason it sold, you know, it's the best-selling book in American history. It sold 32 million copies in hardback. And then it became the most translated book in the world. It's in Guinness Book of Records. Why? Not because I'm a good author. I'm not an author. I'm a pastor. But because it happens to be the number one need that people want to know about. Why am I here? What's my purpose? Without that, without purpose, life is petty and pointless. And God says we find it through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, let me give you a second thing, second bit of it. I'm only covering three. The second benefit we get from Jesus Christ rising from the dead is he not only says, I've got a great purpose for your life, he says, I have a great power for your problems. I have a great power for your problems. And Easter demonstrated the power of God. There's not much greater power than raising yourself back to life. It is the most powerful event in history. And here's the cool thing about it. It's available to you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead couple millennia ago, 2,000 years ago, is available to you today. Let me show you some verses. This may be a benefit you didn't know about. And if you don't know about it, you can't depend on it. Ephesians chapter 1. The Bible says, I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great God's power really is. How incredibly great God's power really is to help those who believe him. It is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. Say, wait a minute. Whoa, time out here. Rick, you're telling me that the same power that brought Jesus back to life is available to me in my daily life? That's exactly what I'm saying. That's a benefit you may have not known about. The resurrection of Jesus comes with a promise. Look at the next verse. By his power, God's, by his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and read this aloud with me. He will also raise. Oh, now we're talking. The only reason you're going to be raised from the dead and have life after death is because Jesus did it. That's the reason. If Jesus doesn't raise you from the dead, you're not getting raised from the dead. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will also raise us. So you can have resurrection power in your life. Now, let me ask you a very personal question. Where do you need a resurrection in your life? I'm talking about right now. Let me phrase it another way. What's dying in your life or is dead, and you know it, and you need God's power to bring it back to life? Where do you need God's resurrection power? See, the truth is, and I'm sorry about this, but some of you are in marriages that are dying. They're going south real fast. Or maybe they already have died and you're just still living together. You need a resurrection in your marriage. The key to a long marriage, Kay and I have been married 42 years, is you have to learn how to fall in love over and over again. You don't fall in love just one time. You have to have resurrections in your marriage, in your life. Some of you need a resurrection in your marriage because it's dying. Some of you need a resurrection in your career. And you think, man, I thought I'd be a whole lot further along the line than I am right now. At this stage of the game, at this point in my life, I expected to be further down the road, but I'm not. And that's disappointing. And you need a resurrection in your career. Some of you need some resurrection in your energy. You say, you know, I'm just tired all the time. I drag through the day. I'm fatigued all the time. I don't have any energy. It's because you're living it on your power instead of God's power. God never intended for you to go through life just on your power. You don't have enough. Human power runs out. Human love runs out, which is why there's divorce. You need supernatural love and you need supernatural power in your life to make it to the finish line. Some of you need a resurrection of your dream. You've had a dream in your past about something you've always wanted to be or always wanted to do, a talent you wanted to develop, a goal you wanted to go after, and the dreams died. And this Easter resurrection day, Jesus is in. The power that I raised myself back to life with, it's available to you if you plug into me. Some of you need a resurrection in your health. You're not going the right direction. Some of you need a resurrection in your motivation. I'm motivated anymore. I'm just kind of putting in the time and waiting for the payday, checking the clock. Nothing motivates me anymore. You need a resurrection of motivation. Some of you have had a split in a friendship with a dear friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or just a good friend. And there's been a rift, there's been a break, a tear, a conflict. You need a resurrection in your friendship. So I'm just saying that in so many different areas, some of you have had your heart broken recently. And as your pastor, I'm sorry. I really am. And I pray for people in our family that have a broken heart. And you need to have your heart repaired, and you need a resurrection in that area of your life. You see, this is the difference between human beings and God. God is God, and we're not. Human beings can resuscitate. Only God can resurrect. If you know CPR, you know how to resuscitate somebody. Their heart stops, you can resuscitate them with CPR. If you're a paramedic, you've probably resuscitated hundreds of people with mouth-to-mouth or CPR, whatever you needed to do. Resuscitation happens when they've been dead for a minute or two or 3 minutes. But when you've been dead for 3 days and buried in the ground, you don't need resuscitation. You need resurrection. And God says, I want to have that kind of power, not resuscitation power, but resurrection power in the areas you like of your life that are dying or have already dead. They're already dead. And God has not only a purpose for your life because of the cross and the resurrection, but God has a power for your life, which is bigger than the problem you're going through right now. Let me show you a couple verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul gives a testimony of how God helps us when we think it is hopeless. You see, some of you are on the edge of giving up right now. And if we could put an x-ray to your mind, it would show you're pretty desperate. I'm glad you came. Because God wanted you here 1,000 years before you were born. He knew you would be here at Saddleback on this day so he could say this to you. Don't give up. You maybe feel like giving up on your dream or giving up on your marriage or giving up on your health. Maybe you even feel like giving up on your life. Don't give up. Look up.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. The Bible says, children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have special kids that the Lord has placed in your life? Maybe you have your own kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in the neighborhood that are part of your life. You can help the kids in your life get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. And we're so excited to tell you about a brand new resource for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." How do we bring children to Jesus? Well, the best way is to read the Bible with them. You know, when my kids were growing up, I could always see their excitement about Jesus grow every time we read stories from the Bible together. Now, I see that same excitement when I read the Bible with my grandchildren. I love teaching them at such an early age that God created them for a purpose, that they are not an accident, that they matter to God, and that He has a special plan for their lives. So I'm excited to tell you that I've teamed up with a very gifted children's illustrator to prepare a new Bible for children. It's called God's Big Plans for Me, Storybook Bible. Your kids will learn from God's Word in ways that are easy to understand. And long after they learn to read on their own, this storybook Bible is going to keep on encouraging them to trust in God's promises. The God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible contains 40 well-loved Bible stories that will help your kids learn how to apply God's Word to their lives. Each story is beautifully illustrated. It's incredible. And includes an introduction from me that encourages them to discover God's great purpose for them. It's fun, it's effective, it's entertaining, it's challenging, it's captivating. It's a great way to introduce children to God's eternal truths. Now, I'll send you this Bible for Children, God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible, just as a way of saying thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope today. I want you to have this as my thank you gift to you. I hope you'll get a copy for all the children in your life, your kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even children you know in your neighborhood. They'll all love this. We've had nothing but 100% great feedback from people who've seen the God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible.
Today, when you financially support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we'll send you a copy of God's Big Plans for Me. Supplies are limited for this great resource, so contact us today. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get this powerful resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.